I'm Ella Harp, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good God Almighty. Hey, 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 hey,
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
It is just now top of the hour here at 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. We have a radio and music calendar to get to. Before I get to it, I want to remind you that Row House Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater located in the Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. They are still hosting many events online and in person when possible during the pandemic, and they are trying their best to keep film culture strong in Pittsburgh. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, rowhousecinema.com, or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar. Let you know, I don't know, how about just one thing going on, which is the summer flower show, The Hidden Life of Trolls, is happening at the Phipps Conservatory. It features a one-of-a-kind display of trolls inspired by the mythological creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's immersive, it's interactive, and it's unlike anything Phipps has done before. For more information, go to phippsconservatory.org. Heck, let's do one more. How about the fact that Open Air is happening the rest of this month from May 18th to the 31st. And what is that? That is the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater, and over 20 local performing arts organizations are performing a series in celebration of the performing arts on the Pittsburgh Ballet Theater's mobile stage at Flagstaff Hill in Schenley Park. For more information, check out the Pittsburgh Ballet's website. And that's the WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send it to us in an email at radio-calendar@wrct.org. Let's take a look at the WRCT music calendar and see if we can find some events that may or may not be happening here in the coming weeks in Pittsburgh, like Parquet Courts, May 28th at Mr. Smalls. I have it on my calendar. Steve Earle and the Dukes at Jurgles on June 5th. Sponge at the Craft House on June 17th. All of these events, go online to see if you can confirm that they are happening or not postponed. But I found them online, and maybe you can too. If you know of an event, you can send me the details at music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the radio and music calendar each and every day at 1 p.m., 7 p.m., 11 p.m., and on Tuesdays during my encore show, you can hear it at 5 p.m., I guess it is, or 4 p.m., 4. I can't do the math there. That's at 4. Anyway, you are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. It is 2021, but the Mockster has been taking a flashback in the month of May, and I've been playing programs and sets of music from old radio shows of mine from May's gone past. For example, this next set of music, not inspired by, directly came from a show from May 6th, 2011. Let's check it out.
Let's go. We have to wean ourselves off the punk rock into whatever else I play by playing more punk rock.
Got a face and a body to beat to death. One breath is the last of my request. Lots of space and a time to find my mind. Master Salvatore is it. Die! Two bricks and a guy who ruined my night. Skip, skip, I left two times to fight. If you happen to see a friend of mine, Master Salvatore is it. Die!
I know that. We've got a job to do.
Your Venus is a planet.
Car Garage here on 88.3. Not the Pittsburgh band Three Car Garage. Long before that band, from the early 1990s on the Coco Pop label, which was an offshoot of Shimmy Disc, Three Car Garage, produced by Nash Cato, doing their song Slow. Engineered by Ron Paul. I'm kind of curious. I didn't realize Ron Paul was engineering pop singles like that back in the early 1990s. Hey, gotta make a buck. Hey, before that, a band I've never heard of. I know nothing about. I just find the vinyl, and I'm like, let's play it. They're called the Orange Hearts, and this is why I've had to play it. The name of their album, which came out, I don't know, sometime in the 80s, is called American Rock and Roll for the 80s. So I did a little quick Google search on Orange Hearts, and actually found the one dude who wrote a lot of the songs, played guitar. He's still playing. Down in Florida, I think. Yeah. So get that. Orange Hearts, I'm going to email him my playlist. You know? He'll be like, dude, someone's still playing my music. Or someone actually played my music, whichever happens. Just, I'm not going to send him a copy of this broadcast, that's all. Hey, Orange Hearts, heading for a breakdown. Before that, Man or Astro Man with you, Uranus. The Rosillos gave us Somebody's Going to Get Their Head Kicked In Tonight and started off the entire set with some baboon. Master Salvatoris, the name of the track I played for you. I've been told more than once, which means I've been told twice, that my show, Viva La Mach, is deep down at its core a pop show. Yeah. And I don't think I can argue with that. It's Some Girls here on the Viva La Mach radio show. Yeah.
so don't waste any time. No, I don't think I'll retire. Ship captain suits me.
From a session that originally aired on May 6th, 2011, that is a Holiday with Prostitutes in Town here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about some Blur doing Elvis Costello's Oliver's Army? And then I also played in there that set of music from a rare 7-inch from 1985, the band Three Hits in their song Pressure Dome. What's rare about this 7-inch? Well, it was on a fairly obscure record label out of Atlanta, Georgia, called Hibtone. Came out in 1985, as I mentioned. But that Hibtone label is also the label that put out the very first 7-inch of the band R.E.M., and which is also very now highly collectible. Start off the entire set with Some Girls and their song Launchpad. Some Girls featuring Juliana Hatfield and Frida Love as two of the three members who got their start in The Blake Babies, wrapping up that set of music, or starting off, I should say, that set of music. Before I move on, I should remind you that during these uncertain times, people needing organ transplants need your help more than ever. There are lots of social networking websites out there, but there's actually one that saves lives. It's called matchingdonors.com. And what it does is it links organ donors with people in need of kidney or other transplants. And in the United States, 22 people die each and every day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them in need of kidneys. So if you've considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you just know someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all. That's called the gift of life. It's matchingdonors.com. Hey, don't forget, your host Larry Berger brings you acoustic music, puzzles, interviews, and live performances weekly on a show that gets your Saturday kicked off to a good start. It's called the Saturday Light Brigade, and it happens Saturday mornings right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Let's move into the following week. So I've been doing some songs from May 6th of 2011. The mock tonight is actually from a mock that was aired on May 13th, 2011. So let's kick off with a set of music from that very show, May 13th, 2011.
The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. The kids just sleep. As the sun comes burning, burning through the trees. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. The kids just sleep. Kids just sleep. We'll be right back.
lift up your feet, lift up, and walk with me, walk with me, walk with me. Oh, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned. Yeah, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned. No one ever drowned, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned. Oh, no one ever drowned, no one ever drowned, drowns. I feel washed all over.
From his Northern Aggression album, that is Steve Wynn and the Miracle 3 with No One Ever Drowns. Also, Buffalo Tom in that little set of music with The Kids Just Sleep came from the album Skins. Both those albums came out in 2011, much like that little set of music, because that entire set of music was originally broadcast May 13th, 2011. We're talking literally almost 10 years, or just past 10 years, so almost 10 years to the day. You are listening to a best of the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. I appreciate you tuning in. We've been listening to for this little set of music, and we're moving into the Mock, which was also broadcast on May 13th, 2011. So let's just continue with the show as it was going back 10 years ago.
Let's get another set of music in before we have to get to the Midnight Mock. Remember, guided by voices under the mock light tonight at midnight.
Like a born again, living like a heretic, listening to Arthur Lee records, making all your friends feel so guilty about their cynicism, and the rest of their generation, not even the government, are gonna stop you now, but are you ready to be heartbroken, are you ready to be heartbroken, pumped up full of vitamins, unaccountable of seriousness. You say you're so happy now, you can hardly stand or lean over on the bookcase. If you really want to get straight, read Norman Mailer or get a new tailor. Are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to be heartbroken? Are you ready to bleed? What would it take, what would it take to wipe that smile off of your face? Are you ready to be, are you ready to bleed?
cover. They let me take, so I dug into the Jet archives.
One of my favorite CCR songs.
You ever seen the rain?
Rain from the Joan Jett Hit List album.
For the Joan Jett butt in there.
My fascination in the morning for girls gave us nice guys.
Delgados gave us that sugary song.
Called Sucrose.
Camera, answered Lloyd by saying, I'm ready to be heartbroken because I started off with Lloyd Cole himself from Rattlesnakes doing
Are you ready to be heartbroken?
We are approaching the top of the hour.
And at the top of the hour, you will hear a classic mock this week.
But first, this message.
You tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology of WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on the show are those of participants, not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University.
Email comments or questions of WRCT affairs, PA at WRCT.org.
And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 83FM for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a preview show. It's going to be a few weeks now. Basically, DJs do whatever they want to do.
My name is Bill. I normally do a show on Sunday nights.
Called Tall Two Love Human Name.
I've been calling myself here for years.
Seeing you, obviously, history of piping.
Today, on our episode, I have Carlisle use the
Director of Piping here.
He's going to talk a little about self, position, and you, and play a few tunes for us.
Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
I've been in Pittsburgh, Carnegie Mellon, for almost 12 years.
How did that all happen?
Originally from Ellington, and I was in Ireland, played the guy in, and yeah, when I was 17 years old, I took up the instrument, played like pipe, and just kind of took there and studying and playing with some various bands across the water, and then. I was kind of finishing my school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was put to life, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, 2010 is when I started.
All right, it's now 2022, obviously enjoying your time here. Really enjoy the program here at CMU.
I think it's up there with other places in the world.
Yeah, for sure. It was actually the first in the world. We offer a degree in the first master's.
And yeah, it's really good.
Really good program, and a really good body. The degree program is actually quite small. In that you have to be very high standard, but we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipe, come for lessons, and play in the band, and we also have the opportunity for your first year students to learn from scratch, so we do a lot of weekend as well here.
Do you get a lot of those kind of students that really stick with it, or do you get a lot of people come in? The oddity of it, maybe you don't see it on piping, maybe you don't see it on piping back home.
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment to learning it and sticking with it, and sometimes you get some people that get excited by it, but when they learn their academic studies in science or biology or whatever, they get too much, and they give it up. But the vast majority, I would say, at least maybe 80% from start to start, versus people that stuck to that kind of thing.
And again, students from all around the world, pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess.
Maybe someday.
And obviously there's the new band, which is pretty active.
We'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a pretty good band here. I mean, the last American Pipe Championships were held in 1919, pandemic, so pretty high standard pipe band, and it's very active in the greater community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with a series of brass bands. A series called Connections, and we'll be playing a couple of weeks ago at the Museum Carnival. We're at the Pipe Parade downtown in Berksburg.
Yeah, pretty active in the community as well.
And you're also involved with the Pipe Parking Society here, which is something that a few other pipe stars.